It's April 27th, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with John Biggs for your daily news roundup. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. And now, the news.
Yeehaw!
Bitcoin's rally is gathering steam as we approach the Bitcoin halving in 14 days. BTC rose to $7,800 on Monday to hit its highest level since March 12th. At press time, Bitcoin is changing hands near 7,700, representing a 100% gain on the low of 3,867 registered on March 13th. While the major part of the recovery rally could be associated with the uptick in the S&P 500 and the global stock markets, the recent move from the April 21st low of 6,800 to 7,800 looks to have been fueled by factors other than moves in equities. That's evident from the fact that Bitcoin rose 8% last week, while the S&P 500 suffered a 1.3% loss and oil markets cratered on oversupply concerns. Bitcoin will undergo a four-yearly halving process on May 12th, after which the reward per block mined will drop to 6.25 BTC from the current level of 12.5 BTC. Bitcoin is currently trading at $7,709, while Ether is trading at $195, according to the CoinDesk Price Index.
Meanwhile, in Amsterdam, the Dutch crypto market is seeing the first of what could be many small crypto exchanges get squeezed out following the passage of the heavily criticized anti-money laundering regulations, better known as AML D5. Announced Friday in a company blog, Bitter founder Ruben Waterman said his Bitcoin exchange, launched in 2018, will shut down by April 28th as the one-man operation does not have the capital to meet the new regulations. The Dutch National Bank estimates that the registration alone costs $36,500 in addition to rolling compliance needs. The development shows what Dutch regulators expect of financial upstarts and could speak to future hurdles to cryptocurrency development in the greater EU. Under Dutch law, businesses pay for their own regulation out of pocket. Ruben said the options for his Bitcoin savings platform included keeping a lawyer on retainer, paying a compliance officer, or finding a third party to manage compliance costs in addition to the government registration fee, which is impossible, he said, given the firm's small size.
Back in the U.S., securities tokens are getting a second wind. The Public-Private Execution Network, an alternative trading system for exempted digital securities and other private securities, has regulatory clearance to launch in the U.S. Trading system's parent, broker-dealer North Capital Private Securities, completed FINRA's continuing membership application in February, received SEC approval on its Form ATS filing in March, said North Capital CEO Jim Dowd. Dowd said that's a notable difference from many approved companies, which he said were retooled to handle digital securities only after they were already built. PPEX will enter the capital markets with a wide but specialized net. Dowd said PPEX supports secondary trades for all manner of exempt securities, including digital assets native to the blockchain. These native equity products aren't subject to the same disclosure and registration requirements as their publicly traded products, who have to register with the SEC. Dowd's plan will institute due diligence procedures, disclosure requirements, and other processes comparable to the public listing process.
And in minor news, eBang International Holdings, one of the leading manufacturers of Bitcoin mining equipment, is taking another stab at going public, this time further from home and with a smaller fundraising target. The Hangzhou, China-based firm aims to raise up to $100 million in an initial public offering in the United States, according to an April 24th filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. The Chinese firm would be listed under the ticker signal EBON on the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ. This is eBang's second attempt at going public after it failed to do so with the Hong Kong Stock Exchange in June 2018. Founded in 2010, eBang is among the earliest China-based hardware companies to make application-specific integrated circuit chips, better known as ASICs, and fabless integrated circuits for Bitcoin mining machines. Chinese manufacturers contribute over 65% of the computing power on the Bitcoin network. eBang generated over 82% of its revenue from making Bitcoin miners. The firm confidentially filed for the IPO in February without disclosing pricing terms, according to Renaissance Capital.
And finally, we offer a moment of remembrance for Richard Hake, a longtime anchor on New York's NPR affiliate WNYC. Hake was the host of WNYC's Morning Edition and a trusted voice in news. It's sad to lose one of our own. Hake died at 51 at his own home in Manhattan, according to WNYC's Christopher Robbins. He'll be missed by all those who enjoyed his voice in the early morning. And that's the news.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Tuesday. And just a reminder, the CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.